Prepare yourself
for talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us on this live April 15th, 2007 edition. I'm live 6 days a week, and here I am Sunday evening coming to you on a growing list of AM and FM affiliates, Global Shortwave, and, of course, the Internet at InfoWars.com and PrismPlanet.com, not to mention a couple satellites. Well, I'm going to tell you out of the gates. I'm not going to be talking about Don Imus. I've probably dedicated about 20 minutes in the last week and a half to that. I will not discuss it. I will not talk about it other than to say I've never liked Don Imus. But other than that, I still defend his right to free speech. And it shows what a police state and what a politically correct, supreme Soviet that this country has turned into, that people get fired after they beg and plead and apologize. If you want to turn him off, you want to boycott his sponsors, that's one thing. But to have the corporations do that, it's because they want to set the precedent. Now Tom DeLay is saying, or the crook, is saying that they should fire Rosie O'Donnell for saying there was something suspicious about those British troops. Now that's come out in the major British press that it was a propaganda operation. There's a lot of evidence pointing towards that. And that she should be fired for saying we should investigate 9/11. And again, ladies and gentlemen, even if I disagree with Rosie O'Donnell, which I don't, she shouldn't be fired for her speech. So it's very, very dangerous, very, very serious. Now, while we're busy being distracted and diverted with that, we have a huge stack of important war news here on the plate today. The Democrats, of course, after putting on a dog and pony show that they're anti-war, will be fully funding the war, which, according to Pentagon documents, will be going on at least for 30 years. They never had any intention of leaving. The whole point of going to Iraq was permanent bases there to project power into Iran and Syria because Saudi Arabia had not become safe base. They don't think that they're guaranteed to be able to hold it because of the Wahhabi sect that emanates out of Saudi Arabia gaining so much power. I know we have a country run by congressmen, most of which in a congressional study that was done, they don't know the difference between a Sunni and a Shiite. And most Americans don't, but they'll make lots of decisions and have their own opinions about there's some brown people over there and we need to kill them. And let's parking lot them, nuclear parking lot. We hear that over and over and over again, and it's so sad how we're being played like a fiddle by the New World Order. So we'll be going over a huge stack of war news today. Also, the global man-made global warming hype and fraud has gone into overdrive. I want to walk through the developments of the week there. Here's some of the other news I have in front of me. Was Pat Tillman murdered to conceal the truth? New panel to investigate all the lies, foul play, deaths, and cover-ups surrounding the Tillman and Lynch cases, which may be another whitewash. Also, I interviewed Congressman Ron Paul, the presidential candidate, for a full hour earlier this week. We have a story out here. Presidential candidate, U.S. in danger of dictatorship. Congressman Ron Paul warns elite believe they own us and are, quote, always prepared to take our liberties and put us in concentration camps. That's Congressman Ron Paul, ladies and gentlemen. Also, Sherwood Ross writes for us. He also writes for Reuters. Now, he wrote, Texas A&M fails to report stricken student in bioweapons lab mishap. Oh, they were infected for 14 months, but it did quietly get reported here in our news by the Sunshine Project of Austin, Texas. So that's some of the news we'll be going over first after the break. Also, tooting our own horn, the London Telegraph has called me the loudest and I guess most popular alternative documentary filmmaker. That was interesting. It was, I guess, kind of a positive article. It said at the end that there's a danger of watching these alternative films. We may convince you. And there was another report out of the Register where we've been complaining about the censorship of our videos online and some of the other issues. And that was a pretty fair article as well. In fact, that was conspiracy theorists, feds, web hosts conspire against us. And the other is London Telegraph saying that I'm the loudest documentary filmmaker. But I'm sorry, we're not going to really have time today, unless maybe a little bit in the last hour, for a few minutes to get into the press that we're generating. This week, like we like to pop in and let you know what's happened each week, I could spend an hour on this little tidbit, too. Later, I will get into this in a 9/11 segment. There's going to be a demonstration. They're wrapping up a student organization that's had me out to a meeting that had about 1,000 people at it. This one, I'd say, had about 500 over the weekend, no more than about 300 any one time, but it was a great meeting. And they had Webster Tarpley and Bob Bowman, the former head of the Star Wars program there, and a lot of other great people, Professor Stephen Jones of physics, now retired, going over how it's an inside job. I want to get Stephen Jones and others on in the last 30 minutes right outside the UT Tower, where at 5 they're going to leave and they're going to march out there to the tower. Folks, wherever you live in Austin, Texas, or surrounding areas, or even if you live in Waco, you probably jump in the car and get there. It's going to go past 6. Wherever you live, get down to the tower at 5:30. Because we want to have a big showing down there for 9/11 Truth, exposing that inside job, so they'll be popping in. I could have spoken about this as well during my presentation yesterday and today, but again, there's so much. How can you cover it all? I was in contact with Kurt Vonnegut. It was a private. I'm going to leave it at that. But Kurt Vonnegut, I was contacted, and he had seen some of my earlier 9/11 films about a year ago. It was right around the time he gave his last speech to a university. And he did send me one of his lithographs of an open birdcage, I guess symbolizing freedom of the soul or freedom of expression, hand-signed for me. And I know that he was questioning 9/11. I know that he was asking questions about that. And you know what? They wanted privacy then. It's just he died now. And how do you keep quiet about that? I've got the Kurt Vonnegut picture hanging on my wall. I mean, how do you not talk about it? Also, tomorrow I will have big Rosie O'Donnell developments on why she went public, what she knows about 9/11, and more. I'm 95% authorized to talk about it. They said, wait till tomorrow. I'm supposed to get a call tonight or tomorrow whether I can talk about it or not. But they said, pretty much, in case something happens, I can talk about it tomorrow. So that should be interesting as well. Look for that to develop up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com as well. Also on the 9/11 front, former Bush speechwriter, close Bush family friend, hints at 9/11 inside job. A big Canadian newspaper that's conservative, their editor came out and started saying 9/11 could be an inside job. I mean, this is just getting wilder and wilder and wilder by the minutes. And I really got to give kudos to the people that really deserve the kudos, and that's Paul Watson and Steve Watson, the British brothers over in England that power up PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Those guys. And I got so many people I've worked with and been around who just crave attention and crave, you did the good job, you did it all. Well, let me just tell you right now, that isn't what matters. We're trying to save this country, but it is important to single people out occasionally, and I'm telling you, the Watson brothers, this week they broke. And I worked on the stories as well, but synergy between the radio show and the websites. They were writing like 2 articles a day, breaking major news, and it's all up there on PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We also have Infowars.com, and Aaron Dykes does a great job over at JonesReport.com, but I do want to thank those guys for their great work. All right, we're going to break. When we get back, we're going to get into Texas A&M fails to report stricken student in bioweapons lab for 14 months. Was Pat Tillman murdered to conceal the truth? Presidential candidate, U.S. in danger of dictatorship. We will be going over all 3 of those stories and then to some of your calls. And then I'm going to leap back into the Iraq War. It's not just the Lancet Medical Journal. Now John Hopkins looked at their numbers and looked at Iraqi numbers and said, yeah, it's 600,000+ dead in the first 3 years. Another year's gone by. It's being estimated at over 1 million. That's quite a liberation. Hitlerian in scope. We'll go over that. And how they're criminalizing everything. I mean, your toddler throws a fit. Prison. Okay, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Be People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is The Alex Jones Show.
Your calls are coming up toll-free at 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525, or locally, we're listening to the mothership, 836-0590, right here in Central Texas. By the way, I forgot to mention, we've got our own message boards, but you can go to the KLBJ 590 message board, and I'll read some of your comments later as well. That's 590KLBJ.com. We've had message boards in the past on InfoWars and Prison Planet, but we're trying to develop some new, really, easy ones to use, but the one they've got up on the KLBJ site is pretty good, so I'll be pulling that up and taking some questions or comments off of there on air. The problem is that there's so many every time I plug it, literally, you know, because the page holds like 20 and it scrolls up, that by the time I look at one, I usually can't even read it by the time it scrolls up. So I almost need to, like, just hit print so I can print that page and get it on air. It's crazy how many of you get in there. Again, this is the problem every week. I mean, I'm here with, no exaggeration, it's got to be 60, 70 stories that I want to cover, each one of these. But just we're going to try to go through them as quickly as we can. Here's an Associated Press article. Panel will look into claims about Lynch and Tillman, Associated Press House panel. That'll be a complete whitewash. Now, for those that don't know, these were classic Pentagon domestic propaganda. And when Private Lynch, when it came out that she really had hidden and cowered in fear, and that it was actually men in the unit that had fought to the death, and that the military had knowingly given her credit for what they did, people that rescued her and a few of the survivors started mysteriously dying. I mean, we're talking about they're cooking hamburgers in their backyard in Phoenix, somebody in a black uniform pops up and double taps the head. We're talking about people being pulled out of cars and drowned. And I mean, I'm sure it's all accidental. It probably was just a vapor that shot those bullets into their heads, or probably, you know, an Easter bunny that pulled them out of the car and drowned them. It was four or five people that died in a week, and then Lynch went public and said, it's all a fable, it's all a fable, because she would have, the young lady died in a car wreck today, but she'll still be our hero. Let's put women in the military. That's how important these myths are to them. My office has talked to Kevin Tillman, Pat Tillman's brother, about 6 months ago. He wasn't ready to go on air. And then since then we called. We didn't bug him after that for 6 months. We probably should have, but that he's not doing you know, interviews, and the numbers changed. So that happened, and but I mean, talking to him, it was, well, look, it may be, there's more. Well, I was, they're admitting now that your brother was killed in friendly fire, and they covered it up and lied, and well, they lied about more. And finally, in the last few weeks, a couple of mainstream articles and some big blogs started saying, was he killed? Because they started looking at what the Army colonel, before the whitewash started, said in the first report, that this was high negligence or maybe even manslaughter. This was it a fragging? Was it something else? We know that happens where people kill those above them, but he wasn't that high up in the military. If you know the circumstances now that are emerging of what happened, we know that Pat, the big NFL star, who quit and left millions a year to go do this. And watch, folks, this is going to come out. We've hinted at this in the last 6 months, but it's starting to come out. And this is all in a big article we put together off of mainstream articles and admissions and what's been said, that there's a good chance Pat Tillman was murdered by the Pentagon, because Pat Tillman had written letters to family and was getting madder and madder about being in Iraq, about being in Afghanistan, saying it was a lie, it was a fraud, it was abhorrent. These were the type of, we've got his quotes here, and what he told his family. They weren't about to let that guy get out of the military and go badmouth the war, as so many conservative troops have done. So, Pat Tillman shot repeatedly in the body armor, and then waving, you know, coming to them, hey, don't shoot, walked right out in front of everybody. It was like something out of Platoon. Which is, you know, kind of a composite of true stories where the one guy wants to kill his commanding officer, and he's like, they're walking through the mist there at the end of the movie, and he's like, hey, how you doing? And he just sees him, look at him, and take aim and blast him. Regardless, we know with Lynch, Jerry Bruckheimer was involved producing and advising the special forces how to go in and say, go, 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 and how to kick down doors, and that whole story is the Iraqis had been, you know, for 3 days going, come get her, we got your people. And we got the bodies of the dead. You know, our Republican guards pulled out. And the troops had taken the whole area days before. They knew that. But they just waited and then just staged a raid. And then when the story started unraveling, people had to die to keep that story going. And let me explain how the higher-ups of the military do this. It's the military culture at the highest levels. There were cases in Vietnam where they'd have over 1,000 troops in a gorge, several famous cases, where our military would put them out there as bait to draw in an overwhelming attack, and they knew it would get most of those troops killed, but then to draw the VC into an attack and then come in and destroy them. I mean, that's just, let them take our pawn, we'll get their rook. We'll get their knight. That's basic chess that the Persians developed, you know, 3,000 years ago. That's sacrifice. And they'll do that to troops, ladies and gentlemen, and they'll do that to keep war propaganda going. Let me give you an example of this. Project Shad, the thousands of different tests they did upon tens of thousands of troops. They did it to U.S. and British troops. I've interviewed people involved in the experiments. This is now BBC and Associated Press admitted. And this went right up into the 1986. They would tell somebody, you're going in to have flu tested on you. You get 3 days leave after you're sick. Sign a form. They'd walk them in, hit them with VX or sarin nerve gas. They'd flop around, vomit, die. They'd dissect their body and tell mama they died of the flu. The argument is, once you have this Malthusian argument, or once you have this social Darwinistic model, or once you decide it justifies the means, well, by doing this, we'll learn what sarin gas does, and we can protect our troops when we're really hit. Let's kill these young men. Well, the attack on the towers is needed to mobilize against the radical Muslims. I've even had good old boys come up to me. It's always the well-to-do type, and go, all right, maybe something happened. It's how we get things done. It's why America wins. No, that's not why America wins. That's not why. See, I've just covered one article. Ladies and gentlemen, I have 50, 60, I don't know, articles. I just stacks of them in here. There's no way to cover it all. I could go through all the evidence of Tillman. Just go to PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com and read it for yourself. Was Pat Tillman murdered to conceal the truth by Steve Watson? It's taken from wire reports. Here's another one, a great writer we've got at PrisonPlanet.com. Also has written for Associated Press and Reuters. Sherwood Ross filed this with us on Friday. And it says, student, Texas A&M fails to report stricken students in bioweapons lab for 14 months. Now, let me just stop you there. They have 36 level 4 bioweapons labs they opened in the last 4 years since Bush got that BioShield program passed. I said opened. They didn't build new facilities in most cases. They took University of Texas down at Galveston and many other facilities, 36 of them around the country, one of them is A&M, and they took level 1 or level 2 and just said it was level 4. Now, level 4 really should be underground, at least 3 stories, with special its own ventilation sealed, with 3 rings of barbed wire, machine gun nest, and minefields. And they're designed to burn up. If the pathogen gets out, the staff is given a few minutes if they were in the safe areas to evacuate. After that, it's detonated. Everyone's burned alive. This is stuff that, you know, mega super weapons, mega bio weapons, super bio weapons. Not in America now. Remember a couple years ago when they mailed the 10,000 samples of super flu around through FedEx? And then they had a wreck of the stuff all over the highway? Why are they doing this? We'll tell you about it. Breaking news right here when we get back.
Yo, top of the crown, race the queen. A fatal mistake in your cradle can't shake the dream. The fire inside of your phonograph, rattle with gas to give you room to breathe through inadequate mask. Everybody in front, let me see you pumping your fist.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
You know, it is mildly serious compared to some of the other bioweapons type releases that have happened. But the point is, it wasn't even reported. The Austin, Texas-based Sunshine Project, it's done a lot of documents released, found out that the Texas A&M University failed to report in a timely manner to federal authorities that a biology student was stricken with a dangerous Brucella pathogen in its College Station laboratory for bioweapons agents research on February 9, 2006. And by the way, they're doing bioweapons research, and they got students in there, and it's not level four. The university made its disclosure this April 10th, 14 months later, and only after insistent prodding by the Sunshine Project, an Austin, Texas-based arms control watchdog organization. Under federal law, such incidents are supposed to be reported within 7 days of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The student was seriously ill for several months with Brucellus, and it goes on to talk about how many people it kills a year. And it talks about how similar infections broke out in a Seattle lab in 2004 at the Texas A&M professor David McMurray, inventor of the MAC, according to Sunshine. In the case of the stricken student, is the third report of a serious illness in connection with the chamber's use. So this is another chamber, this MAC chamber, same type that this got out, and it lists some other examples of where the chamber has not contained the pathogens. Just go read it if you want all the details. And then, of course, Congressman Ron Paul. I interviewed him for a full hour earlier this week. The interview is up on PrisonPlanet.com for you to listen to. And he just out of the gate said every indicator is. And, again, he's a veteran, a medical doctor, the most conservative voting record in Congress. And he has done the analysis and says that they are clearly setting up FEMA camps, concentration camps, and that the government clearly wants to set up a dictatorship. And again, when Bush leaves office, it doesn't matter. Hillary will try it. It's just they work for the same people. And he got into the North American Union, the possibility of a draft after a staged terror attack. I mean, just Ron Paul just blew my socks off. By the way, Zbigniew Brzezinski, again, I need to mention this, February 1st, testified. He's the former Trilateral Commission founder, is the founder and former National Security Advisor, saying that the government may stage events as a pretext to go to war with Iran. I said that before the Senate committee. Absolutely amazing to have things of that magnitude coming out. All right, I see that we got calls from Vancouver, calls from New Jersey, Indiana, New York, Atlanta, and many, many other states. And so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to mention some of the other news I've got, and then we're going to kind of go through some of your phone calls and then get back into that news. I really want to cover this first. So as soon as I get a chance, this is a headline, 6-year-old under arrest, and they've got it as young as 3-year-olds being arrested. It's a new policy nationally. Again, these policies are just written up federally, and then it's advised down at the state level. And if your child throws a temper tantrum, doesn't have to hit anybody, just yell and scream, you will be charged as a felon. That's right. When a 6-year-old Deseret Watson threw a tantrum in her kindergarten class a couple of weeks ago, she could not have known that the full force of law would be brought down on her and that she would be carted off by the police as a felon. And as the police chief saying, she was screaming and yelling. And he said, that is what we had to do. And it goes on to say that she's being criminally charged. But the illegal aliens don't have to have any ID to get bank accounts. Just seriously, you didn't hear about that? A professor who criticized Bush added to terror no-fly list. He's a prominent Marine Corps colonel, and he holds the same chair at Princeton that President Woodrow Wilson had. He is actually a conservative, and he criticized that Alberto Gonzalez and others have said that they're above the law. It was pretty mild speech. He just read some of their memos. This is dangerous. And he's harassed and ransacked and on the no-fly list now. And the White House admits they put senators on this. You criticize them. And, again, that's your free country. The border's wide open, though. But do that. I mean, I know if it was a liberal, you'd be all for him not having any rights out there for some of the neocons listening. But, I mean, no, this is a conservative. But he criticized God. And so he's evil now. I said I'd get to this later. I'm getting to it now. I'll cover more of it. Ordinary customers flagged as terrorist, Washington Post. And we'll get into that for you. Experts say scans should be embraced, scanning to buy and sell your thumb. Here's another one. AP, TB patient locked up, maybe for life. But the illegal aliens, again, are brought in and aren't searched. And the TB kids in the schools where it's spreading, they're not going to be checked. Can't do that. But if you get it, we're locking you up for life. Round Rock student protesters reach settlement. But see, if they're illegal aliens walking out of class and breaking the law and blocking highways, that's just fine. That's just fine. Again, and this is just stuff this week. I mean, this is I had a huge stack in my car of the last few days of news I covered on the radio. And I'm just going through it going, like, what am I going to cover Sunday? I want to kind of condense all this, kind of a week in review as the week starts, kind of an end of the week, kickoff of the new week. I'm going to go over this later. I'm going to go over that. Let's take a call or two before I got to go to break here. Who has been holding the longest? Let's talk to Jeff in Vancouver, Canada. You are on the air, Jeff.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good, sir.
I got a quick story here for you. It won't take too long. I went to a drugstore today to buy some things, and I saw this sign here, which I have, and it says, "Dear customer, effective May 1st, London Drugs will be asking ID from any customer purchasing tobacco products, regardless of age."
And see, they had 3 years ago, they had a series of big conventions with the corporates. The feds came and said, "We're getting ready for a national ID card. And we want you to condition everyone." And they had an agreement. And I told, if you heard me on the air talk about, I've seen 80-year-old women who are literally having trouble walking with canes, buying their six-pack of beer. It's probably keeping them alive. And no, I'm sorry. You're going to show your ID. It's mindless devotion because they're going to have a national. Canada's the same policies. You know, in England, it's Safe Start or Secure Start. In Australia, it's Head Start here. It's Something Start up there. All the same programs, all the same names. Again, we don't run anything, but now we're learning we don't. We're going to get our country back. But tell me what happened. You go into the store, and the store is saying that, and back when I did use tobacco products, when I started that a few years ago, I go back and forth. I just walked up and told them, hey, I'm not buying from you anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Well, what happened was I gave him my license, and I was like, so are you going to card 80-year-old men, too? And the manager was like, well, we'll probably use discretion. And he takes my license and starts punching the numbers into the computer, and I was like, hold on a second. I said, you could look at my ID. I didn't say you could copy down my information. He's like, oh, well, we just punch the number into the computer, and it tells us if you're old enough. And I was like, well, can't you just look at the card?
Look, let me stop you. See, you're 2 years behind. Some places in Canada or in England, you're more ahead of us on some police state things, but other areas, we're more ahead. Mm-hmm. First, they're going to type in your age to see. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then next, do you have a strip on the back of your card?
It's got an identification number at the top.
Sure. Okay, well, see, you're going to be getting new IDs then. Now they just swipe them. And a couple years ago, down the street from my house, there's a Diamond Shamrock, now a Valero. And one, a listener was a fan. It was a manager over there. He doesn't work there now, a veteran, a nice fella. And, the point is our old veterans have to work at Valero's to make money. But he's there, and I watch him swipe some old man's card. And after he walked out, he goes, come back here, I'll show you. He looks at me and goes, these cameras are wired into the corporate, but I don't care. I'm quitting soon. Look. And he goes, he swipes my card, and all my data comes up. He goes, look there. See, it shows if you got warrants. Or he goes, what is this for? And I said, well, you're going to have to swipe it. And I told everybody, because I saw federal documents 10 years ago, have you heard about how you can pay for gas with your driver's license? Have you heard about that?
Yeah, pretty soon you'll just be able to use your cell phone.
And then remember about 8 months ago, that was a scam. People in the U.S. and Canada, from New York to Texas, were paying for gas with their ID cards, and no one knew why the driver's license could buy it, because it's already set up. You're going to use that to buy and sell, and there's going to be a national sales tax on top of it, pushed by phony conservatives, but they're also going to keep the income tax. And again, I know you're laughing at me, neocon scum. I know you're listening, driving around laughing. Just wait till it happens, because you don't research. So in a couple years, when it happens, you'll go, my God, I pushed that, quote, fair tax, and I was wrong. Good to hear from you up in Canada. Oh, I shouldn't have hung up on him. I should have asked him what happened. Did he grab his card back and leave there and buy his succulent cigarettes somewhere else? We'll be right back with more of your calls. I'm going to rampage through your calls. We'll go there like 7 of them or so. Then I'll get back into the news. Then we'll go live to the rally in downtown Austin.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the oil industry are in a fuel fight. Automakers claim gasoline quality doesn't measure up. Is your vehicle performing like it should? Now, there's SFR Green, performance technologies for a clean planet. SFR Green's Protecta reduces emissions and improves fuel economy, meeting automakers' new standards. So do something green. For a special offer with free shipping, go to greengasadditive.com. Or to locate a retailer, go to greengasadditive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
How are you doing today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Raging for the truth. Exposing corruption. Dismantling a false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
There's a march that's going to start in about 15 minutes. Everybody needs to meet up at the University of Texas Tower, Project for New American Citizen. The UT group exposing 9/11 as an inside job and the war on terror as a fraud. I spoke yesterday at their conference they had that was a big success, and also today at a roundtable panel discussion. And it ends in 15 minutes or so with a lot of people rallying down there. We're going to, the last 15 or 20 minutes or so, have some people call in from that. We're going to call them and have them on the air there as they engage in the First Amendment and expose the fact that the military-industrial complex is staging terror attacks as a pretext for control and to scare the population to utter and complete submission. Right now, let's go ahead and go back to your calls. Let's talk to Mark in Atlanta. Mark, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, bro.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, I've been eagerly awaiting to speak with you. Newsmax, on the 8th of this month, they send out regular things about what kind of articles they're running. And this one, basically, I think his name was Ziegler in KFI Los Angeles, was pointing out that pro-war talk show hosts are losing market share, and at the same time, anti-war talk show hosts are gaining market share.
Yeah, I thought these phony neocons thought that they could shovel anything in conservative spaces, and because we hate Hillary Clinton, we would listen to it. And real conservatives and real constitutionalist libertarians of a conservative stripe are deserting and know that Bush is anti-gun, pro-open border, pro-New World Order, so's Hillary, they're all scum, and the people are waking up. And, yeah, these national talk show hosts, this is a national show now, that are sitting there pumping out propaganda, it isn't working anymore. I mean, I've heard national talk show hosts still say the CFR doesn't exist. There's no North American Union. I mean, that's like saying, again, that there aren't fish in the blue ocean.
Yeah, well, tell you what, I'll be concise.
But let me stop you. You can look at three or four rating services. They all show about the exact same numbers. Alexa, run by, because it has the most cookies out there on the web. I've found, and a lot of industry people have told me in national advertising, that Alexa, Alex with an A at the end, is the most accurate. I don't want to put names out here and bash people or anything, but guess whose website has fallen from in the top 1,000 down to like 20,000 in the last year?
I take it he's a neocon.
Take it he's the
O'Reilly?
Biggest thing. No, he's the biggest thing in talk radio. No, my my website is 50.
Oh.
My website is 50 plus thousand places ahead of O'Reilly.
Oh.
But listen, I appreciate your call. Very interesting information, sir. Look, they're legends in their own mind. Okay, and corporate America still hasn't figured out how blown they are, how late it is in the game for them. Okay, they're just now starting to figure that out. Also, you have to add into those ratings that China and India are now really getting on the internet. So about half of their losses in internet ratings are because of that. The other half is there is a huge exodus away from them, and I've actually been reading the big corporate reports where they've been studying all this. I mean, the think tanks are putting it out, but I don't think the big bosses have figured out just how serious. Well, that just gets off into media theory and marketing and just everything else, but. Despite the fact that the internet, it's gone like 40% more people have gone on the last year. I mean, it's exponential now worldwide. Well, PrisonPlanet.com is now reaching more people in its reach, but it's dropped from like 5,000 6 months ago in the web ratings. Give you an idea, Drudge is like 600 now. He's dropped from like 100 and something. But Drudge is still reaching more people than ever. He's gone up to 500. Well, see, I didn't go up to 20,000 like Limbaugh did. I just went to 9,000, and now we're fighting back, going upstream, even as the audience gets bigger, reaching more people. And that's a website run by two people, ladies and gentlemen. You see, that's the alternative media, and I'm just one person here in that. And let's go ahead and go back to some of your calls here. Let's talk to Mark in New York. Mark, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
Oh, hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. It sounds different. Sorry about that. Yeah, I had two questions for you. One, I was reading online about the RFID chips and about how they're probably going to be used for gun control. I was wondering if you could explain that.
Yes. Again, federal documents 12 years ago we received that they want to put a tagament tracker identification chip. And then by 7 years ago, they were calling it radio frequency identification devices in all the bullets and in all the guns. And then that also has to have its own regulation over it. And then crimes will be committed if you somehow disable the chip. But they also want to put it in your inspection stickers nationwide. The feds are pushing. It's back in the Texas legislature. If you disable the chip or it accidentally breaks, it's a felony. Again, everything's a crime. Walmart and the Defense Department. In 2000, by the way, the Walmart and Defense Department in 86 forced the adoption of the Universal Product Code or barcode. They said, we're going to force adoption of the RFID by 2004. They are now 3 years behind because customers are refusing, so they're trying in mass to have all the products take it, all the manufacturers take it, so you can't boycott just one or two. So just like Google or a search engine can track everything in cyberspace, and then you can actually go anywhere in cyberspace, with these chips and everything, they'll be able to track with their wireless readers, the cell towers and the rest of it, everything in reality. Okay, that's why this is total surveillance being adopted. I appreciate your call, and you're absolutely right about what you brought up, sir. Now let's go ahead and speak to Andrew in New Jersey. You're on the air, Andrew. Go ahead.
Alex, the show is on fire this week. 9/11 Truth is hotter than it's ever been. It's getting bigger every day. And you talked on something this week earlier that I really wanted to get back to. Austrian Economics and the Mises Institute in Auburn, Alabama. I want all of your listeners to go to Mises.org, M-I-S-E-S.org, go to the media section, listen to some podcasts there. You talk about exposing the false left-right paradigm. This is where it's got to go. You talk about 9/11 Truth. People ask, what's next once we expose that? What happens? This is how it's got to be. We've got to... Get out there that, we can't solve problems using the same thinking that we created them with, and government is the problem, and there are alternative paradigms. The stateless society is coming, and that's a fact.
Well, good to hear from you, and I appreciate your call, my friend. Now let's go ahead and talk to Roger in Indiana. Roger, you're on the air. Welcome.
I hope I'm not too off-topic, Alex. I'm a PrisonPlanet.tv member, and I've viewed your occult symbolism in the Western Hemisphere, Part 1 and 2.
Yes.
It kind of inspired me to do my own research. Within Indianapolis, we have a famous monument. It's called Monument Circle. The official name is the State Soldiers and Sailors Monument.
So you saw my piece with the big black pentagram behind the Texas Capitol?
Oh, yeah, that was freaky.
And I've got the Russian media with me going, this is a temple to a goddess they worship. And then I didn't know they'd put up a display admitting it was a goddess and they worship her. And we walk into the Capitol, and there's a goddess display, and the Russians were going, what?
Yeah, I was going to say, her face was like, her jaw dropped. But anyway, the guy who made this monument, Bruno Schmitz, he was a German architect. He was the Kaiser's favorite stone sculptor. There are fascist symbols all over this thing, the little lightning bolts.
After we beat the Germans, they brought into the Congress house the fascist Nazi symbols, the bundle of sticks and the hatchets. Those weren't there until then.
Oh,
they came in and remodeled it all Nazi. Again, it's all a big joke to them. Occult temples everywhere, Nazi regalia everywhere, everything festooned with it. The general public just bumbling along, totally mindless.
It is confirmed that it is the goddess Columbia, because the hotel across the street is the Columbia Hotel. Behind it, there are three glass pyramids. This would be great. I have to send this to you.
You ought to see our big owl building. You walk in, there's giant pyramids.
Oh,
they're awesome.
It's all glass. And to the left of it is a Scottish Rite temple. And it overlooks like a memorial to the dead. The statue
always does. Always. The goddess always has a sacrifice of dead soldiers. They always place it before her.
Alex, one more question. When Endgame comes out, will you allow PrisonPlanet.tv members for us to look at it?
Well, of course Endgame's going to be there for PrisonPlanet.tv members.
All right, man. Hey.
You bet, man. Good to hear from you. It's going to be there for you guys before it's out on DVD. It'll be out at least 2 weeks before it hits DVD in October. It will be available to you. Now that's if I'm able to get it out on schedule. But let's continue with your phone calls. I'm going to come in with a huge news blitz in the next hour, and then down to the protest. Who has been holding the longest now? Let us go ahead and talk to George in Austin. You are on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. Are you familiar with Pravda?
Yes, the Russian newspaper known for ridiculous propaganda.
Well, a couple days ago they said that Imus was getting... they were going after Imus because he was going to come out about 9/11.
You know, I heard somebody on another talk show today call in about that, and the person didn't say where they heard it, and that sounds like Pravda to me. I mean, I had seen no inkling from Imus. Now, that shows how they eat their own. He was bomb all the Arabs, turn them into a parking lot. I mean, I'll type in Pravda, Imus, 9/11, and I'll see in a minute during the break when we end this hour. If that is indeed the case, let's now go ahead and take another call. Let us speak with Eric. Eric, well, you know what? We got to go to break. We'll come back to Eric and others when we get to your calls. All right, I'm going to get into the Iraq war. I'm going to get into how the government's criminalizing everything to get you into the system. They couldn't get you on welfare, and they couldn't destroy you with the economy. They're going to get you into the criminal justice system. This is, they just want to control you. It's modern slavery, new 9/11 developments, new Iraq war developments. It's all coming up. Don't forget my new film, Terror Storms, in stores nationwide right now. Terror Storm.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.